Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have two individuals, Josh Demme and Veronica Roberts. Both are with the USU Eastern Theater Department. We're going to talk about a production that is up and coming on October 5th. It's called Wait Until Dark. Josh, it's a pleasure to get you back in. It's been a while since we've had you in the studio, but thank you for stopping by today.
Oh, no problem. It has been a while. I've missed being in a studio.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a new year of productions off and rolling now, right, at the USU Eastern. As far as the new school year goes, is this the first for you guys this semester?
This is the first show this semester, yeah. And it's looking like it's going to be a really good show. It opens next week, and it's a thriller called Wait Until Dark. Our curtain time will be 7:30 every night starting on October 5th, which is next Thursday. And going until the 14th, we'll run next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then the 12th, 13th, and 14th, which will be another Thursday, Friday, Saturday block.
Now, you're going to be the stage manager for this production. Is this your second time being?
This is my second time stage managing.
Last time we had you in here, I remember talking to you about it being your first time. So what are some of the things that you actually picked up that now you're going to kind of implement the second go around as a stage manager?
Not a whole lot, because I was stage managing a musical last year, mm-hmm. and there's slightly different approaches. Mm-hmm. So like with a musical, I could pretty much just have the music director and the production director and the technical director run everything up until the night of the show, but with an actual show without music, I'm in a lot more hands-on approach, and so I'm keeping everybody on track and trying to make sure that everybody makes it to every rehearsal and every interview, and making sure that everybody has their lines memorized. When musicals are a lot easier to memorize as well, but for the most part it's been easier this time around because I do have more of the organizational skills.
Comfort, I'm sure,
yeah,
as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Wait Until Dark. Now, this is a thriller, very suspenseful, is what you told me off of the cuff. So describe, Wait Until Dark without giving away too much of the juicy tidbits.
There is a photographer who is given a doll in Canada that we find out right at the beginning of the show has 2 pounds of heroin in it. And the premise of the show is that the photographer loses the doll, and the people who gave it to him are looking to get it back.
I asked you before we jumped on if it was a comedy. You said, no, not a comedy. But it does sound like there has to be some element of comedy in this play.
Yeah, I mean, there's elements of comedy in everything. We have a couple of two of the, I don't want to call them bad guys or villains, because they're just trying to get the doll. It's not so much that they're like villainous, mm-hmm. But they're a little soft-hearted and goofy. Not haha goofy, but they do some things that you're gonna look at and you're not gonna be able to do anything but laugh, because they're just a little out there. And then there's a little girl in the show, and she's pretty comical. She doesn't like to listen. She likes throwing things around. So her parts will be pretty comical.
Let's talk about the numbers in this production as far as actors go and how many people you have working with you on production. You guys have over 20 altogether, right?
Yeah. With production staff, we have, I think it's like right around 21.
21, 22. 22 people? Yeah. So you guys definitely have your own parts. I mean, is it difficult to put something together? You don't have a lot of time to put a production like this together. And when you're working with that many people, I don't think you ever could have enough time, could you?
No, but working with that many people, it does help.
Mm-hmm.
I have two assistant stage managers under me that has made everything so much easier. There have been nights where I've had to skip rehearsal to go run other things for the show, and so they've been able to run rehearsals while I've been busy with other things. And then having somebody to design sound and somebody to run the soundboard instead of just one person doing both, that puts a little less stress on the designer and a lot less stress on the technical director. But it's rough. We've only got, we took 6 weeks for this? Yeah. And it's coming together.
Good. Good. Well, you have brought along the lead with you in this play. Yes, Veronica Roberts, she's joining us in the studio as well. Now, she's a freshman, right, at USU Eastern?
She is a freshman. That's something that our program prides itself on. We get freshmen on stage as soon as we possibly can.
Well, let's bring Veronica in and talk to her about her character. She plays the role of Susie Hendricks. Veronica, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. Let's talk about your character and what you bring to the table here in this particular production of Wait Until Dark.
So I play Susie Hendricks, and in the show, she is blind. While the three men, like Josh said, are trying to get the doll, they find ways to trick me, being like different characters. Like one tries to be my husband's friend, who is the photographer, and he tries to trick me in being my friend and that I know him very well, but I actually don't know him. So they find some ways to trick me, and like they have a sergeant and then an old senior Mr. Rote and a junior Mr. Rote, and it's played by the same guy. So they have good ways of trying to trick me, but since I'm blind, I have a really good sense of hearing, and I still understand like my apartment very well. So it's fun trying to be blind. And Yeah.
Obviously, you're not really blind.
No.
What are some of the difficult aspects of playing someone who is blind? I mean, what's the adjustment like in that regard?
Well, first of all, I just have to move my arms around as if I'm blind. Lately, we have been blindfolding me, so I actually am able to walk and move like a blind person, which is very difficult. I'm really good at tripping over the set and the rugs, but that is one aspect that we've had to change, is make me feel like I am an actual blind person. I even had to go off off of our set and use a blind stick to go around trying to figure out how to walk like a blind person and try to figure out how to be blind.
Well, you are a freshman at USU Eastern. What is your experience in theater?
I've been doing theater since I've been in high school, and even before that. My last play that I was in before graduating was Beauty and the Beast, and I was Mrs. Potts. So I'm usually more into the musicals, but this is a new adjustment, and I'm very excited for it.
Now, when you talk about playing Mrs. Potts, was that the production at Carbon High School?
No, I went to Stansbury High School.
Okay, so you're from out of the area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, so what brought you to USU Eastern?
I'm a USU Eastern ambassador, so I got a full-ride scholarship here, so...
No, you can't beat that.
I know.
Yeah, you can't beat that. What do you think of the theater department, in the little time that you've been here?
Oh, I love it. My high school teacher always talked about the USU Eastern Theater Department, and many kids from Stansbury actually come here for the theater department. And so I knew I wanted to be a part of theater because I've heard so many good things about this theater department. And so when I first came in here and when I first auditioned, I knew I loved it. So...
I want you to go ahead and sell this particular production out there to the public. Again, you guys are going to be open October 5th, 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Why should they go out to the Peterson Black Box Theater and see this play?
Because it is a very different play. It is a terror, so it's close around Halloween time, so it's very fun to get into the spirit of Halloween. But it's something very different that not a lot of people have seen. And so I think it would just be a great opportunity to support USU Eastern and just come to the show. It's going to be really good.
Veronica, I appreciate you coming down today with Josh. Thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing the play on October 5th.
Thank you so much.
All right. For more on this particular Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com. And do not forget to get out and see Wait Until Dark. That'll be at the Peterson Black Box Theater on the campus of USU Eastern, October 5th, 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th.